creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Oh, dude, you know, I just can't get enough of Little Shop of Horrors. We've played enough of it last week. Oh, don't know what that was. But yes, Sunnily Seymour, taken from the soundtrack of Little Shop of Horrors, which is being performed at the Sue Townsend Theatre in Leicester, the 23rd to the 25th of October by Williams Creatives. After last week, and we couldn't do anything right on the phones, we finally got loads of people from Williams Creatives to chat to all about Little Shop of Horrors, and specifically the director, Victoria Porter. We've got her on the phone because it's Victoria's phone. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, a lot better than last week.
We nearly fed you to our plant last week.
Oh, Dad, I know. I think. Well, we got the weed killer around here, so I think that might have done it. Victoria, just tell us who you've got there, because I've said that we've got Jacob, we've got Harry, and we've got Emily, but we've got even more. They're breeding.
Yeah, we've got Matt and we've got Bill today as well. So we've got quite a bit of the principal cast here with us this morning.
Oh, marvellous! So what parts do Matt and Bill play?
Hello, it's Matt here.
Hello, Matt.
I play Mr. Mushnick.
Oh, brilliant. We'll take you bit by bit. Matt, tell us a little bit about the character of Mr. Mushnick. It's a brilliant comedy character. For anybody who doesn't know Little Shop of Horrors, tell us who Mr. Mushnick is.
So Mr. Mushnick is the owner of the plant shop, Mushnick Skid Row Florist. He's a bit of a weasel of a character, if anything. He's just only in it for the money, but just exploiting poor Seymour as much as he can to drain him of every penny, with very devious intentions behind him.
But it's a great character. I've seen Little Shop for, you know, sort of ages and ages, and I've seen loads of production, and Mr. Mushnick is a really great character, part of the fabric of the show.
It really is, and it's an enjoyable challenge for me to sort of generate a different kind of voice, as I like to put on this sort of Eastern European accent as well for the character, which is, quite the challenge, but enjoyable, very funny.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Brilliant. Who else have we got there at the moment?
Hi, I'm Bill. I'm playing Orange Gravello, the dentist.
Oh. I mean, there's so many characters that I love about Little Shop of Horrors. And the dentist is an amazingly good... Anybody who's never seen Little Shop of Horrors, you've got to go and see it, because the dentist is a great character. Very big comedy part as well, even though he's only in it for part of it, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. He's one of those characters where you love to hate him, but you also hate that you love him at the same time, because he's such a horrible guy. And he's not really got any redeeming qualities, but he's really fun to watch, and he's amazing to play. It's a dream role of mine, actually, and I'm so fortunate that I've been cast in this part.
Oh, it's a fantastic part, and of course there's that brilliant song, the dentist song, anyway, in there. But has this production got Only the Gas in it as well?
Oh, it does. Yes, it does.
Wonderful.
Indeed.
Wonderful stuff. Because I know that some productions, they don't include that, but I'm pleased that that is. And the object of the dentist's affections is, of course, Emily, it's Audrey, but Emily, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about Audrey.
So Audrey is, like Bill said, is another dream part of mine. She's very vulnerable. She works in the flower shop with everybody, just because she needs the money. She needs the escape from her boyfriend. But yeah, she's really, really heartfelt, really like a lovely, lovely girl. She's just kind of after happiness. And she secretly really likes Seymour, but she doesn't want to admit it yet.
Of course. Well, we heard there with Suddenly Seymour, so we know where Audrey stands with Seymour. We do so. And what about the voice? I mean, has she got the archetypal Audrey voice? Have you got that off?
I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
What's really wonderful is that she's putting her own interpretation in, and it's just a dream to watch her grow
in this character. So her voice is stunning, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Oh, again, there's so many excellent character roles written into this musical as well. And of course, this Seymour, bless little Seymour. Harry, how are you enjoying doing Seymour?
Hello. Honestly, I'm loving doing Seymour. It's one of my first major roles that I've ever done, and doing Seymour is brilliant.
Well, it's a great role to start with if that's your first major role as well, because it's such a character role. How do you get into the character of a nerdy guy like Seymour?
Well, it's not too difficult, actually.
I'm looking at him because it is really difficult, because Harry is cool.
Oh.
And so I'm needing to say, you need to be less cool, because he's obviously an awkward character. But Harry's doing a really, really good job at this, yeah.
The best way I get into character is I have to start singing a song. And then as soon as I start singing, it's easier to slip into it there. It's hard to just turn it on and off.
Let's sort of, because I know what my personal favourites parts of the show are. Let's go round everyone who's there, because you'll all have personal favourite bits of the show. Victoria, you're the director. Do you have a favourite part that you, well, to start with, looked forward to directing?
In all honesty, Feed Me is probably one of my favourite parts, because you see quite a lot of different emotions through the whole of the interaction of the song. So you see the vulnerability side of Audrey, and you see Seymour going through his own vulnerabilities, then getting angry, and then deciding to do something that is fundamentally against his principles. And you get to see the best but worst side of Orin, and it's just an absolutely fantastic, and you kind of want to go, yeah, murder somebody, but that just sounds crazy. So it's that, to me, it showcases Josh's voice incredibly. He's playing Audrey too. He's got a wonderful voice, and it just showcases. And for me, it's the excitement of the whole site. Will he do it? Won't he do it? And so, yeah, Feed Me is probably one of my favourite things to direct so far.
For anybody who's never heard Joshua sing, he has got an amazing voice, just right for that raw, soul-y Audrey 2 role. You've got all these amazing actors here and these amazing characters. And Audrey too, that voice is just fantastic. And Joshua, I can imagine, is absolutely loving that role. Matt, what about yourself? Favourite part from the musical?
Pretty much from the moment I watched the movie as a kid, Skid Row is just an amazing song altogether, just to introduce Seymour and Audrey, who they are as characters, and the sort of vulnerability of everyone on Skid Row. And it's just, it's one of the very few chorus filled songs as well, but to hear everyone singing as a whole group harmony is phenomenal, and I love performing it every time we do it.
It is powerful, yeah.
Bill, what about yourself?
I've kind of got two, you know. There's the one that I'm watching as an audience member when I'm not on stage, and there's the one where I am boring. So the one I watch the bit that I enjoy watching and listening to the most is Somewhere That's Green, because Emily undersells herself. She's got an unbelievable voice, and it's such a beautiful song to watch and to listen to. It was really, really, it's just amazing, yeah.
Harry, and
she would never take that compliment, so I'd put it on the radio. And then to play, again, now it's just the gas. It's great. I get to show my full insanity in that song. And, you know, Seymour's sort of sheepishness as he gets prepared to do something that he wouldn't normally do.
Oh, yes.
It's such a good scene that I can just go full insane. Because I'm method acting. I've been insane my entire life.
Oh, you were cast perfect then for this role. Harry, what about yourself? Favourite parts?
Oh, okay. Even though I'm not performing it in the show, I love the dentist song.
Yes.
It's just so funny, and like the way Bill portrays the dentist as well, I love watching him. Like, we're rehearsing today, and he was just adding this flair to the character that I was just loving. It was making me absolutely giggle. Like, when I originally auditioned, I wanted the dentist at first. It's just because of that song. I think that song's brilliant, and Well, yeah, that's basically it.
It's definitely one of the highlights of the whole soundtrack, although there are many highlights in the soundtrack in there as well, which people will find out when they come down and see it. Emily, what's your favourite bit?
It's a random bit, but an obscure one, but Call Back in the Morning, it's the opening of Act Two.
Yes.
And it's not in the film or anything, so anyone who's not watched the actual stage show is probably like, what you're about. But I don't know why, it's just one of my favourite songs. It's just so fast-paced, it's really fun. And it's just Audrey and Seymour, and they're just picking up phones the whole time, answering phone calls and stuff, because they've you know, got really famous. And I think it's just one of the numbers that I hold a soft spot for, I think, because it's such like a raw like musical theatre number. It's so challenging, but really, really fun. So, yeah, I'd say that one.
And the timing for that as well has got to be really spot on, hasn't it?
Yeah,
so.
I think it's really fun to do.
Is Jacob there or is
Jacob's not at the moment?
No, that's fine.
Sitting with the muses, so yeah.
I was just going to ask something about the choreography. How are you lot finding the choreography? Because there's parts of it which are sort of it's paced really well, and then there's faster bits and just it's a great choreography piece, isn't it? And especially with as you said, the Skid Row bit, the prologue, that is a big ensemble piece. So how are you lot dealing with the choreography?
I think it's one of the better parts about being one of the principals.
Jacob's got a real talent for finding people's strengths in the numbers and breaking the song up and putting movement in the songs. And then it doesn't look like it's organised, but when you put it together, it's absolutely fantastic. He's got a real strength for that. And the movements that he's put in are real, like, fun movements and not too challenging. Except for some of the girls have got some really challenging movements. But it is, the more we practice, the more it just looks fantastic put together. So, yeah.
The girls are absolutely phenomenal. Like, they are on another level. The amount they are, like, doing, the amount of dancing that they're doing, the harmonies are absolutely on point. Like, they are, I can't stare at them all the time because I'm so in awe of them. They are beautiful, they're brilliant.
They steal the scene every time, but in a good way.
Yeah, in the best way.
The pull focus because of how in sync that they are, but they are, I can't wait for everybody to see the whole show, and it's getting me more excited the more bits that we talk about, but yeah.
when are the nerves going to kick in then? Because I know and we've got sort of the most of October for those nerves to ramp up for you, but when do you get nervous? Is it sort of, you know, just before you go on? Is it weeks leading up to it? So, and how do you deal with nerves? Victoria, as director, I mean, you I suppose once you've done your bit, you can just sit back and relax and anything else is...
You'd think. No, I am actually going to be in the audience every single night cheering these guys on, because like most musical theatre, like any theatre, it changes slightly as your confidence grows and you become more one with your character. So even though it'll be a show, it might be a different show every single night slightly for me. But my nerves are now, I reckon the cast nerves will be on opening night when we've got a live audience, because I do feel like theatre needs an audience for the last ingredient, should we say, for the show to come together. So,
Bill, as the dentist, I mean, obviously you don't suffer from nerves, do you?
No, I've got the nitrous oxide to keep the level headed. <Funny. laughs> It's funny you say that, though, because this is one of those roles that I'm actually not nervous for at all, because it's just so fun to play.
Yeah.
There are things that can go wrong, but the dentist just rolls with it. He just does his own thing, and it's...
He just is.
He just is. He just exists. He's his, you know. He is. And, maybe that's me with rose-tinted glasses for next month, but I really don't feel the nerves at all, because I know what I'm doing, and I'm really happy with how it looks, so... Just hope everyone else does, yeah.
And if anything does go wrong, which it won't do, then you can just blame it on the dentist, not on yourself, can't you? So, there you go, you see. Harry and Emily, I mean, you're paired up quite a bit in the musical. Do you get nerves? And how do you get, how do you get over those nerves?
I mean, I get nervous after I've performed, and I have no idea why. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I get really excited to go on stage, and then afterwards I start shaking like crazy, and that's when the butterflies come in. So I mean, it's a beneficial thing, really. I always cut my nerves like into my singing and stuff. It makes my singing sound better. So
yeah.
So that's how it works for me.
Harry, what about yourself?
I've been nervous since I got the email saying that you're going to close the email. I don't think it's disappeared or anything. I've been shaking the entire 2 months I've been in.
This is the first ever like role in theatre, proper role ever. So yeah. He's never been on stage before.
Really? Good. Yes. And what a great role to, as I said before, you know, if you're going to have a big role, then you might as well have the main role as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baptism of fire, isn't it?
If I don't get the main character in future projects, then it's not going to do it.
Oh, brilliant. What about the tickets? Are they going well? Because this is such a brilliant musical. I imagine that it's selling really well at the moment.
It's doing okay. We'd like it, obviously, to do a lot better. So if you haven't got your tickets already, please do go and grab some tickets. This show deserves every bum on a seat.
Absolutely.
So the cast have put the crew, everyone has put so much time and energy and effort into it. We do really love local community theatre, just to showcase, because we think it's so important that you'll be able to showcase, you know, and if you want to come down and join, you know, if you want to be part of future projects, this is a chance to have a little look, see what we can showcase. Yeah. And then, you know, it's, yeah, we'd like everybody to buy their tickets as soon as possible.
Where can people get tickets from?
Oh, you can get it actually from the South Townsend Theatre or williamscreatives.co.uk.
There you go. You can find out more about Williams Creatives and the shows that they've done in the past and future shows, of course, from going to the Facebook page, the website and everything on there. There's loads of information about the shows and how you can take part and join and just support Williams Creatives. It's on October the 23rd to the 25th. It's at the Sue Townsend Theatre. I will get my teeth in, right? The Sue Townsend Theatre, it's in Leicester. It's a lovely little theatre. There's plenty of parking right behind the multi-storey car park, which I always drive past and miss completely. But it's there. It's there. I'll aim to get there this time round. As I said, it's on the 23rd to the 25th of October. Victoria, Matt, Bill, Harry and Emily. Have I missed anyone out there?
Well, the rest of the cast are all here. But...
Oh, right. They're all there. Not on the phone. Thank you so much. I'm really pleased that we managed to finally get this on air and get it to all sort of promoted, because it's, as I say, it's a fantastic musical, and I know that you lot are going to do an amazing job in it as well. So, and you're going to have fun, which is always great as well. So thank you for having us. Oh, it's absolutely...
Thank you so much.
I shall let you lot get back to rehearsals and we'll play another track from the Little Shop of Horrors soundtrack. Have a great, month lead it. It's nearly a month, is it? Just less than a month.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
Nearly.
And we'll see you down there in October at the Sue Townsend Theatre. Thanks, guys. Cheers now.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.